Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Subscribe to my newsletter, please. When you get there, you'll like it, I think. We'll send you all the things that we do here every week, as well as what we got coming up for the coming week in the newsletter. And you can get all that for free by just telling us you want it, giving us your email address, and we'll take care of the rest. And we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. And also, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Ted Fishman is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the author of the new book, Shock of Gray. I still like telling you about his previous book, China Inc. They're connected. They're not exactly the same topic, but they are connected because one work kind of pushed him into the other work, which is studying the aging of the global population. Ted, one of the things we got going on right now, in at least in America, is we got record unemployment for generations. 9.8% last time I looked, the most recent number. But there are two stratas in that. One is the cyclical unemployment, which is going to be resolved as the economy picks up, and the other is structural unemployment. And that's a much more stubborn, much more intransigent kind of unemployment, isn't it? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, the structural unemployment is that level at which economists believe a free market economy cannot go below. And that number does seem to change over time. They seem to get more pessimistic about that number as times get harder.
But when I think of structural unemployment, I think of people, not so much a percentage, but people who are not qualified, or they've got some kind of there's something about them that prevents them from getting a job. They're either not qualified, they don't have the education, the experience, or maybe they've gotten too old.
Well, that's right. And one of the things about living in a very dynamic free market economy is that businesses get made, remade, and they disappear. So one of the things that happened to me when I was researching Shock of Gray is I would go to these retirement communities in Florida. Some of them have very wealthy, very accomplished people. And you go around the room and you introduce yourself and you say, what do you do? And they say, oh, well, I used to do this. And
right.
You think about it, that business doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It created a lot of wealth for you, but it won't create any wealth for anybody in the future.
Right.
And it's quite amazing. You know, many of them small business owners who did very well in their life selling a kind of product that simply isn't around.
It's probably still around, but they couldn't operate the business that they were operating and sell it because their competitors are doing it differently.
Or they've been displaced by technology.
Right.
That's
what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you know, those are the wealthy people. And then there's the ones who get kind of trapped in that, where they've devoted their life to developing skills in industries that may just not be viable as the kind of industries that gave them employment. So if you look at workers over 50 right now, as I just said, there is very, very high unemployment, record high unemployment.
But how does that fit with your previous optimism about 2011?
Well, because this group is also the group that is the most active in forming their own businesses and creating their own livelihoods for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some time, and it takes some difficult time, because when somebody in late career loses a job, often long before they are expected to get Social Security, their job search time is the longest of any age group in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It takes at least, on average, around 10 months. Some people are obviously taking far longer. And when you emerge from that, you're doing things that you wouldn't have done if you rolled right back into
right.
another job. You're changing the kind of job you do. So
your
very often, about
your
half of those people
have changed.
Yeah, and about half of those people come in for significantly less pay.
Yeah.
But another half of those people are finding new opportunities that expand on what they knew. They're starting their own businesses at home. They're creating consultancies.
But here's an issue, though, Ted, and this is what's part of the problem of with our economy. Every one of those scenarios you just said is a scenario that's financially bad for that person. Financially, not as at least not as good as they had at one point in time. That's really putting a lid on the U.S. economy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is financially bad, and it's financially bad. Number one, when you're in this long period of unemployment, you're drawing down on whatever retirement savings you have. That puts you in deep, mm-hmm. deep peril. People are going to get a little bit relief with that, with the tax compromise that just came, but not enough to really make a measurable difference for them. It's bad because it's emotionally wrenching. So when you re-enter the workforce, you may not feel supercharged the way you did when you had a full job or were a provider. But people can look around and see what kind of resources they have. You know, and I went to one of the most beat-up industrial cities in America on this book, and I was just finding people who divided between those who took the lowest wage job they could find in a big box store after a great industrial mm-hmm. job, and others who said, I'm going to go buy a little business, I'm going to start a little consultancy, mm-hmm. and found that they had deep networks of friends they could call right. on, and they could
assess their skills. Well, the first group were 20th century thinkers, and the second group were 21st century thinkers.
Yeah, and there is something about this kind of desperation that pushes you into the next century. But we do need help from our families and everything. You know, we're used to giving a leg up to the young, but you know, we really need to support this group, this older group too that we once.
Well, I think you know they're going to have to, and I'm in that group. I mean, I'm part of that. I'm in that generation, that's for sure. And frankly, Ted, I expect to work my whole life, mainly because I like to work.
Stand by.
We're going to be right back with Ted Fishman. Ted C. Fishman is the author of Shock of Grace on the newsstands right now.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.